Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is an overview of the month of May 2016. Just taking a look at the main features that are happening. There's some pretty great events taking place. We have always the beginning of May is the Beltane time, with the astrological Beltane happening on May 5th and a Taurus new moon happening on May 6th. So we have a lunar Beltane very close to a solar Beltane time, very definitely worth tuning into. And I wrote quite a lot about the Taurus mysteries and savoring and enjoying the pleasure and beauty of life. And that is the main feature of Taurus, and something that is sometimes challenging for us to do in our current culture. So bringing awareness to how we can take more time to really savor and enjoy this experience, and that to realize that it is a gift that we have, this life that we have is a gift, and to really appreciate that gift with gratitude, and taking time to be out in nature, to be connected to these mysteries, to really appreciate the gift of this time of year when it's about really savoring and enjoying life, stopping and smelling the roses. So that begins the month of May. And then we will have on May 9th Jupiter stationing direct in Virgo, and also Mercury transiting the face of the sun, something that hasn't happened in 10 years. And it's going to be about a 7.5-hour transit. So depending on your location, it is visible in the U.S. East Coast can see the entire transit. The West Coast will begin the day with the transit already having begun. So the thing that's interesting about this, though, is that because Mercury is so small, it's not easy. It's not something you can see with the naked eye, or if you're looking through a solar filter, can't really see it. You really must have binoculars. I guess probably not even binoculars. A telescope would be the best way to see this. You might be able to see it online. There's lots of links, and I think I provided some of information about that. So this transit is beginning at 7:12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so the sun will already be up. But on Pacific Time, 3 hours earlier, it's 4:12 a.m. So again, the sun's not up yet. Anyway, and they also, from the sky and telescope perspective, are saying that the most interesting time to see this is as Mercury enters or exits the limb of the sun, and that's about 3 minutes and 12 seconds that take place. But again, probably not able to see that without a telescope. But it is interesting to note, and it has a lot to do with how we are shifting our awareness and becoming more aware, and including in our awareness how we can take more time to enjoy the experience of this life. Mercury in Taurus with the sun in Taurus. So not that far from the exact cross quarter point as well, because the cross quarter is on the 5th and this is on the 9th. So we're still kind of in the energy of the cross quarter time. We could say that the next most maybe stunning, there's a couple of other stunning events. One is Mars is reaching opposition to the sun, and it's making its closest approach to the Earth that it has in 10 years. So it's brightest now, in fact, as bright as Jupiter by the end of the month. And May 22nd is the day that Mars will rise as the sun sets, reaching its opposition, brightest, closest, most stunning, most dramatic in the sky, and the place where we begin the Mars cycle. So if you're in a Mars return, if you're a person who's in a Mars return, this would be the beginning of a new Mars cycle, and it's going to be happening in Sagittarius. So the quest, the Mars quest, is for the sword of truth. When it's in Sagittarius, it's always about expanding consciousness and awareness to its widest possible expression, as well as seeking the truth that is connected to that greater awareness and consciousness. So I always like to say that the truth changes with our consciousness. As our perception changes, what's true for us changes. And for some people, their truth is very limited and has been dictated to them by the collective culture through religion, politics, belief systems, etc. And our opportunity is to go beyond those limited belief systems and to find what's really true for us. So this will begin a 2-year plus journey of Mars to discover what that might be. Also, I think, let's see, the other one is that on the same day, May 22nd, Mercury is going to go direct, also in Taurus. So keeping those Taurus mysteries alive. We have another occultation of Aldebaran, as we will for the next couple of years up until September of 2018. There's a series of 49 occultations. I believe this is the 18th one. Since then, we also will have a Friday the 13th honoring it's a Venus day, we could say. And Venus, of course, is in the underworld for the whole entire month of May and won't be rising up until the evening sky, be visible in the evening sky until July. And then Saturn is retrograde, and it's also rising up about into the evening sky about 30 minutes after Mars as we begin the month, and is moving back to be within about 3 degrees of Antares. Saturn remains retrograde until August 13th, and when it comes back into an exact alignment with Antares. So Saturn and Mars are pretty close. They're hanging out by Antares, and it's a stunning thing to see in the sky. So if you're checking out the evening sky, you can see them there. And some other things that you might notice, and I've shared about in the written version of the timings, is seeing how you can find the Arcturus by following the arc of the handle of the Big Dipper, and then following Arcturus to Spica. And so that's another wonderful thing to be checking out as well. So those are the main features that are happening in the month of May, and I highly recommend that you read the daily timings to get more details. There's a couple of events that I'd like to share. One is that we're going to be doing a free summer solstice event, a Shamanic Astrology Mystery School offering. It's a tele-class or tele. It's a conference call. So all you need to do is sign up, and I provided a link in the written version of the timings that you can click on to get to that. And we'll be sharing all kinds of interesting things. We'll be also sending you some free gifts for signing up that will be really maybe helpful and useful to you and understanding these mysteries more deeply. So everybody's invited. We'd love to have you join us. And this is our way of celebrating the solstice. So save the date, Saturday, June 18th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. So 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. 3 hours later on the East Coast. So, and if you're somewhere in between, then you need to adjust for your time zone. And we're very excited about this event, and hopefully if you know anybody that might be interested, we'd love for you to have them join us as well so you can send them the information. So that is the main things I wanted to share for the month of May 2016.